are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Woo-wee, what a busy day. Boy, what a busy day. All right. First, I don't even know where I want to start. Okay, we got the Supreme Court ruling on patented genes. How does this affect you? What does it even mean? We're going to talk about that. Then, for those of us who are looking for a job, it looks like there is a job opening for U.S. Surgeon General. I know. U.S. Surgeon General Regina Benjamin is stepping down next month after 4 years as America's top doctor. I thought Dr. Dahlia, me, was America's top doctor. I guess not. But the job is opening. I'm not sure what these guys make. The only problem is, first of all, I think you would have to be somebody, if you are a Surgeon General in this administration, somebody that doesn't vomit or spit fire when they hear the term Obamacare. So I don't know if I would actually even get through the interview process. I know many of you are like, who? Who's the Surgeon General? I mean, we all remember C. Everett Koop, right? Okay, you know, during the Reagan years, he was all over the place. You know, he was a pediatrician by trade, I believe. Then he was Health and Human Services Secretary, like Kathleen Sebelius is now. So it was nice when your Health and Human Services Secretary ends up having some medical background, doesn't it? Kathleen Sebelius, I guess, was a political science major. C. Everett Koop, doctor. Makes sense to me. Okay, nurse, dentist, anybody with medical experience, I think, should really be in that position. And then he became our Surgeon General during the Reagan years. And since everything was pretty kind of macho and cool and all that, I think C. Everett Koop gets credit for reminding us that a cheeseburger that has less than tomato on it covers all four food groups, right? Or was that Ronald Reagan that told us? Or a pizza, that there's a chance pizza has all four food groups. Hey, I like the guy. So anyway, U.S. Surgeon General Regina Benjamin, who I don't really know what she, what her big landmark claim to fame was in this administration, except maybe some obesity issues. I think she was fighting obesity issues and nutritional issues, but I think Michelle Obama got all that credit. So anyway, she's stepping down. Job opening. Yeah, you know what, though? I don't, you know, the other day I thought, maybe I'd be getting fired. I don't think so. Nobody's telling me that the show's ratings are down. In fact, I'm hearing the show's ratings are up. So looks like I may still be having a job, so I'm not going anywhere. Sesame Street. Okay, Sesame Street, many of us grew up on Sesame Street, Bert and Ernie, Cookie Monster, Grover, yeah. Sesame Street would teach us a lot. Teach us a lot about, you know, how a big bird can live with a Snuffleupagus, how it's okay for two men to live together. It taught us a lot, and it brought in a lot of social issues. I had a crush on Bob when I was little. I just did. I just had a crush on Bob and David. Remember David worked in Mr. Hooper's store? Luis? No. You know, Luis, the reason why I didn't have a crush on Luis and his fix-a-chup is because he was married to Maria. And Maria looked like somebody you did not want to mess with. Okay? Muy peligroso. I didn't want to go there. So, no. I really didn't have eyes. No, Mr. Hooper was too old. I liked Dave and I liked Bob. Big time. Snuffleupagus was just too slow for me. I don't understand why he wasn't any more quick. But now what Sesame Street is doing is they're going to help kids cope when their parents go to prison. Apparently there's a huge demographic of children whose parents are in jail. And so Sesame Street has taken it upon themselves to help these people cope. We're going to talk about that. Then, in breaking news today, the inspector who surveyed that Philadelphia building before it collapsed and killed six people, has committed suicide with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. We're going to talk about that. Then, on medical news, they say fingernail growth may actually give us clues on how to regrow limbs in our body. right? Because these fingernails, they grow and they grow, and you bite them and you chew them and you spin them out and you eat them. Some of us swallow the nails, and you really shouldn't, even though the keratin can, you know, be a form of fiber for some of us. The nail growth may give doctors a clue on how to regenerate limbs. And then finally, if you think you're going to have it your way at Burger King, you may be careful, because there was a I didn't really know how to transition into that story. Hey, look, I'm not a TV news anchor. I'm a radio host. Cut me some slack. Woman bites into a cheeseburger at Burger King in California. Razor blade. Yeah, so I think she's okay, but we'll talk about what you need to do before you sink your teeth into a burger. Sometimes it does need some tutelage. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And one more story I need to pack in there. Restless leg syndrome. This one I'll definitely talk about in the first hour. They say restless leg syndrome has been tied to earlier death risk. How many of you lie there at night with your legs just getting these cramps or getting these shooting pains or just being restless down there? Restless leg syndrome, pretty scary stuff. So as you can see, very, very busy show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Got a very busy night. I'm on Pawn Stars again tonight. From what I understand, Pawn Stars is going to be, well, I know I'm not busy. I'm watching it, but, you know, I make some popcorn. You know what? I don't like the way I look on TV, but I still watch it because, you know, and I cringe and I go, no, the extra chin. But it's kind of nice because I like to see what they air, and then I can talk to patients and talk to you guys about it tomorrow. Civil War medical syringe. This time I'm bringing on the show, and it's a phenomenal piece. In fact, Rick Harrison showed that same piece on Jay Leno. Remember, he was on Jay Leno? He was showing, or was it David Letterman? Might have been David Letterman, and he was showing, you know, the stuff, you know, some of the things that you know, get brought in, and it was a syringe for syphilis from the Civil War. So you guys will see that tonight on Pawn Stars. I think it's Dog Day Afternoon. I don't know if they call it Dog Day because I'm on there. But either way, I'm excited. Can't wait. I love Pawn Stars. Don't go away, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to XM Satellite Channel 244 for those of you guys listening on XM. Big shout out to Talk Superstation, KDWN, all our affiliates out there, too numerous to count, but thank you guys so much for those of you listening coast to coast. We really appreciate it. Follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and our Facebook page is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Please connect to that. Love to be able to communicate with you guys, answer your questions, and give you guys the latest scoop whenever I get the latest scoop. Now, I just want to send some quick prayers for those of you that are going to be dealing with derecho. Do you guys understand what this whole derecho is? Okay? Derecho means right or to the right, or there's derecha and derecho. One means straight, one means right. Derecha is right, derecho is like straight, even though this sucker is moving to the right. It's a set of storms. It's a cluster of thunderstorms. And although some people think, well, you know what? Okay, that doesn't necessarily mean tornadoes. All right, these are thunderstorms. No, tornadoes can come with this. From what we're hearing, from eastern Iowa to northern Illinois, northern Indiana, all the way up to, I believe, even Maryland, there's supposedly this huge line of storms that's supposed to be carrying lightning and hail, winds. I don't know if any of you are already seeing this now. I apologize. I'm not a meteorologist. All right, I'm just, you know, watching these updates as they come, and everyone's talking about this derecho, and it does look a little peligroso. Of course, if any of you guys are in the area and you know what's going on, please shout out to us. We got a lot of truckers in the area, and I'm sure they're on their CBs and getting their latest weather information as well. But 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. From what we understand, since derechos take on so many miles and square miles and counties, etc., tornadoes are these little, are more, I mean, tornadoes are scary, mind you, but they're more isolated. It's like a single storm that hits a certain area, and then boom, you could have a tornado depending on the winds and the clouds and how the science works behind that one. But a derecho is a large weather event that covers a much greater area. Like, we're talking about multiple counties, multiple states, and so they say this derecho should not be underestimated because some of the winds could still be in excess of 75 miles or greater. And you know, yeah, it's not a Category 5 tornado or a hurricane, but it's still extremely damaging. Now, the smaller, though, types of tornadoes, from what I understand, that have already hit would not obviously cause the same damage that we had seen with the Oklahoma City. Unfortunately, the Oklahoma City suburb tornado, but they still say same rules, you know, apply. Get to a basement if you can, closet, stay away from windows, etc. I mean, if you could leave the area because you don't feel you have plenty of shelter, do so. So that's what a derecho is. I'll give you guys more scoop as we get it. All right. Also, in breaking news, the Supreme Court has ruled today. I told you the affirmative action ruling wasn't going to come in today. That's going to probably come in at the tippity end of the month, right before they leave on break. Okay. But today they decided to rule on the human gene patent issue. Now, do you guys get what's going on with the patents and the constitutionality of patented genes? Right? Do you guys get that? You do? Good, because I don't. Okay, just explain it to yourselves. So now, moving on. Basically, Myriad Genetics, okay, from what I understand, isolated that BRCA1, BRCA2 gene that can be responsible for cancer in both men and women. Okay, remember, men as well. We talked about what the BRCA1 gene mutation could have more of an affinity for ovarian cancer, breast cancer, et cetera, even prostate cancer, BRCA2 mutation, prostate cancer, pancreas cancer, a variety of cancers that these mutations could possibly put you at risk for, men and women, mind you. So just because there's female girly cancers in the family doesn't mean you don't tell your doctor. If there's breast cancer and ovarian cancer in the family and you're a man, I want to know about that because that could put you at risk for other types of cancers as well. So Myriad Genetics did the research and spent the time to isolate this and then come up with the testing for it. Well, they made a patent. And that patent, they were granted a patent, and that patent allowed them to basically have a monopoly on the market because other companies couldn't then get the patent to sequence the genes and study the genes, etc. The test used to cost about $5,000. Now it's down to $3,000, but still very, very expensive. The company would also file patent infringement suits against others who tried to conduct testing based on the gene. Now, all right, the reason why there was a constitutionality issue is if somebody's going to put all that work, time, money into research, okay, they need a little bit of protection and a little bit of financial incentive to do so, because that's a very, very expensive undertaking. I mean, I work with mucus and urine and bodily fluids all day long in my office. Doesn't mean I have the capability to isolate a gene sequence, all right? And if I had done all the work and spent multiple millions of dollars trying to find it, do I want some other company saying, thank you, grabbing the sheet of paper and then going to build their own tests? So that's why the issue of patent even existed in the first place. The problem is no other companies can now work with this. You have a monopoly on it. You have a multi-$1,000 test that most people can't afford to take. Angelina Jolie was able to do it, find out she was positive for the gene mutation, able to get a mastectomy. So you see the good and the bad. Now, what the Supreme Court ruled is the actual gene that exists in a human body are not patentable. Okay, if the gene exists there, then and it's a naturally occurring DNA segment, according to Clarence Thomas, Justice Clarence Thomas, they say a naturally occurring DNA segment is a product of nature and not patent eligible just because it was isolated. But if they make synthetic genes, if they come up with a template to study on, that they could patent. So, you know, that does make sense, okay? You know, you can't patent a piece of cartilage from a nostril. But if you want to patent a design of it so you could study it, then that's something that is synthetic, it's workable. So this all makes sense. The only problem is, you know, with this, and you know, check your radios, people, you're having some interference. Where I see an issue, of course, is now, if there's no financial incentive for a company to be doing this type of testing, and I got to tell you, the BRCA gene mutation, gene sequencing, and gene isolation was a huge breakthrough in this century. Huge, huge breakthrough, all right? Okay, I mean, for us to be able to identify who could possibly be at higher cancer risk and then make medical decisions, this is phenomenal. A huge breakthrough, all right? For somebody to undergo an undertaking like that, there's got to be some financial incentive. They got to know that somebody is going to then not try and piggyback off of their millions upon millions of dollars of research. Where I'm nervous is this is happening at the same time as we're having the Obamacare transformation. And with the Obamacare transformation, one of the biggest industries that's getting hit is the pharmaceutical industry. And the pharmaceutical industry has already admitted to us they're going to cut back on research also. So what, when I see science and the momentum that we've had in terms of what we've been able to discover and accomplish, now I'm not going into the whole cloning thing because I, you know, once you mess with nature on that end, I get a little nervous. But in terms of finding out what makes us tick, finding out what can kill us, finding out how to steer people in the right direction, I don't think is as manipulative as cloning, you know, humans and animals and et cetera. So I'm a little bit more okay with that, even though I understand there's a fine line. Even though I do understand recreating organs and cloning organs, and I know many of you, I guess, are interested in cloning your dead dog, right? I think you could take genes from your dying dog, and then when your dog dies, clone a new one. Right. Can people still do that? Yeah, that's kind of, you know, I mean, when my dogs go to the farm, I'll miss them. I'll miss the dogs, but I'm looking for some new, you know, new stock here because I mean, unless you can't get better, you know, they're going to poop up the house, they're going to pee up the house, they're going to chew up your slippers. That's just what they're going to do. All right, but I get that. You love your animal, you clone them so you have a new one. I get that. All right, so here we are. We're going into the next decade. And multiple decades of an anti-research flavor. Anti-research. And I'm extremely nervous about that. There are so many things that are now on hold or not being fully addressed from our research standpoint that we're going to be in a heck of a lot of trouble. So, true, you really can't patent things in nature. I get that. But they got to figure out a way to incentivize people doing research. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. Freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Don't forget to check out Pawn Stars tonight. I guess it's called Dog Day Afternoon. And Dr. Dahlia at Double D is going to be on Dog Day Afternoon tonight on Pawn Stars. Cannot wait. Love Pawn Stars, one of my favorite shows ever. Okay, Michael wants to know, what is retrograde ejaculation? My prostate medicine says it's a side effect. Retrograde ejaculation. I was going to talk about the Burger King raising the cheeseburger. Retrograde ejaculation is basically, if I had gone to a conference or a dinner meeting on Rapaflow, which is a medication for benign prostatic hyperplasia and large prostate, and we were kind of giggling about that one too. Retrograde ejaculation is when you do have your climax. If you have some sort of constriction, let's say, because of let's say, either a medication or a prostate issue. Some of the ejaculate or whatever may kind of go back a little bit. I mean, it's kind of as it sounds, retrograde, where it kind of goes back a little. It's kind of hard because I don't really have any, photos to show you, but there's kind of like a redirection of it because what happens is when you climax, okay, and again, I'm a girl, okay, so I'm getting all this from hearsay, okay? I got to kind of be careful. This is a children's show. All right. Usually, you have your, quickly, your anatomy. You got the testicles, okay? Testicles produce sperm. Then you have your seminal vesicles, etc. Goes up through the prostate. Prostate adds certain fluid to the area, etc. And then it brings the semen. It kind of this is so hard to talk about on a family show when I'm still trying not to get fired. Soup, okay? Soup. And as it's supposed to exit the urethra, all right? If the bladder sphincter or you have prostate issues, etc., do not function properly, then what ends up happening is the soup needs to go to a path of least resistance. So they may go into another area. Okay? Okay, because remember, sperm comes, right? Okay, made in the testicles, go up to the epididymis, okay? Goes through the vas deferens, and the vas deferens is usually what we, they're the tubes that we usually cut in the middle of a vasectomy, right, to prevent the transfer of the sperm to where it needs to go, okay? Then the sperm mix with the seminal fluid and the seminal vesicles, you got the prostate fluid and the prostate gland, right? You have the bulbo urethral gland. Adding lubricants, etc., whatever. Okay, so if you have issues with the sphincter, let's say near the bladder, whatever, you could have I really want to move on as quickly as I can. It doesn't go where it's supposed to go. Okay, and I mean, it'll resolve, it'll reside, you're not going to die from it, etc. But these medications that we use for benign prostatic hyperplasia or an enlarged prostate, they actually do very, very well. Okay, Rapiflow, I'm very excited about hearing some information from that one, being the alpha 1 selective blocker, preventing the growth of the prostate, slowing it down. Many of these do have certain side effects with it. All right, some people will say, well, I could climax, but I really don't have any semen coming with the climax or whatever. And that bothers some people. But for other people, they're having so much more movement with their urine. They're very pleased with the lack of prostate symptoms because you have, irritation type symptoms and you have obstructive type symptoms that some people say, fine by me. Now, one of you about 3 months ago asked if a medication such as this could possibly be used for contraception in men. They're still trying to find birth control for men because a lot of men don't like to get the vasectomy. And for those of you, by the way, who do, we ladies really like you for that. Okay, not making us go through the whole birth control. That's pretty cool. I'm not telling you all to go and get a vasectomy. But I just got to say, kudos to those of you who do. That's nice. My only problem with male contraception is you really aren't going to be able to find somebody who will take it regularly. Right? Somebody who's really going to stick with it. Okay, I mean, I love my husband to death. He's one of the smartest men I know. But he forgets where he puts his wallet. He forgets his Facebook handle. He forgets passwords. He forgets our anniversary. You think he's going to remember some birth control? So, no. All right. Great question, though. Always hard to handle these questions when you're kind of worried about who's sitting there in the minivan, right, in their car seat listening. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, restless leg syndrome tied to earlier death risk. I don't like this. But you know what? Before, can I just go back one quick thing with the prostates? Okay, we need to talk about prostates a lot more. The one reason why we don't is because I know a lot of you don't want to hear it. Okay, you'd rather me talk about, more of the, other news, like, I don't know, Kate and William or Justin Bieber or whatever. But what's so important about prostates is I think we really underestimate how much they could really mess a man's life up. Now, don't just go and get it removed by any means, but, when we talk about lack of sleep, let's say, and we're going to be now talking about restless leg syndrome, which I think is part of the whole package. When we talk about lack of sleep and how lack of sleep is linked to early death, Okay, which group of individuals have a very tough time sleeping at night because they always have to get up to pee? Well, one is diabetics, but two are your prostate people. So people that have prostates that make that bother them to the point that they got to get up in the middle of the night to pee, what kind of, you know, good sleep are they getting? And, you know, some of you are like, do I really need to take this prostate medication? I don't have an enlarged prostate. I mean, do I really need to mess with that? Well, maybe in the long term of things, yeah. Maybe you should. Enlarged prostates could lead to a variety of issues. Problems peeing, embarrassment, difficulty in the bedroom, and difficulty sleeping. You know, the one thing I've noticed is it's all related. It's all related. Same poop, different day on the show. But, you know, it just all links to the same thing. You know, one of the truckers was on the truckers forum talking about, you know, look, I'm not fat, I'm big boned, so I'm always above BMI weight. You know, what do I do? How do I extend my life, et cetera? And he was kind of joking about it. And, you know, how I look at it is I hear on this show, you know, teach you everything that I know, which is why the show was kind of short. No, it's 3 hours a day. But I teach you everything I know, and I give you guys the latest scoop. But if you notice the moral to every show, to everything I talk about, is eating well, exercising well, you know, maybe having some love in your life, cut back on the stress, right? Pray. And I think that's the best you can do. And then, you know, I really wouldn't sweat the little stuff. You know, if you notice, I'm not telling you all to get BRCA gene testing. I'm not telling you all to do that. Right? But if there are issues in the family, get yourself checked. Be on top of things. Maybe that should be number 5. Okay? Pray, sleep well, eat right, exercise, have some love in the life, cut back on stress. All right? And I just forgot. I'll keep your memory up. And be on top of things. If you're being on top of things and you're being proactive, you're doing the best you could do. You know, I pray as much as I can, and I don't think I'm as religious as I should be. I don't think you could ever be religious. You know, once you see what the religious people do, you're like, oh, boy, I'm really behind on that one. But, you know, I'm not afraid of being told I have cancer. I've already had 2 cancer scares. I'm not afraid of being told that. I'm not afraid of saying, you know, look, you know, you're going to be more prone to die for this and this and this. What I'm afraid of is somebody saying, Dahlia, you had that spot for years. Why didn't you do something about it years ago? I can't do anything about it now. That's what I'm afraid of. I want somebody saying, Dahlia, why the hell didn't you jump on this earlier? To me, that's what I'm afraid of. And so in that case, I'm going to definitely, you know, be on the more preventative aspect of things. But, you know, you only have one life. Make sure you enjoy it. Don't abuse your body. You only got one body. But if you don't want to be a vegan, okay, because you think you're going to, you know, be miserable, well, then fine, eat some meat, but do it in moderation. Don't go away. Restless leg syndrome and early death. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Yes, please follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Why? I guess I'm having an inactivity problem with my computer. Okay, I haven't been active with a lot of things. Hold on. Let me put my password in here. Dr. Dahlia Show. Hold on a second. I have to put my password in here. This is ridiculous. Okay, you know what? My password's not working. There we go. Okay, the H is at the end. All right, we're good. I got to tell you, man, this inactivity thing, this is why we're ADD. This is why we're all becoming ADD. You leave your computer for a minute. I didn't even use the restroom yet. I was busy doing something else. I'm going to be on Pawn Stars tonight, so I had to throw a couple teasers out there. And I just leave the computer for just a few minutes. All of a sudden, it threatens to kick me off, right? You got 45 or 50 seconds, depending on what program I'm connected to. And then, boom, it kicks me off. You know, no wonder you're always jumping back and forth between your computer. All right, here we go. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So restless leg syndrome. They say men with restless leg syndrome now have another health concern. Looking at 20,000 men, Harvard researchers found that those with restless leg syndrome had a 39% higher risk of an early death than men without the condition. Study author Dr. Zhang Gao, an assistant professor at Harvard Medical School and an associate epidemiologist at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, says this association was independent of any other risk factors. Means they ruled out the cholesterol, they ruled out diabetes, high blood pressure, etc. Now, for those of you that have ever had restless leg syndrome, I've had it a touch, and I hope it's not because I'm developing it. But you just kind of lie there at night, and I don't know if any of you guys have it out there. You guys could probably describe it better than I. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But you lie there, and you don't writhe in pain so much, but you just feel like you need to move your legs. And you just have that feeling like you want to move them. They either, you know, throb or you feel this pulling. A lot of people think restless leg syndrome, like you see in the movies, is where you get this myoclonic jerk to it and you just kick your spouse. You know, it could be part of it, but that's not really what this restless leg syndrome feels like. And also restless leg syndrome isn't you just getting that foot cramp where you wake up in the middle of the night going cramp, 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 ow, ow, and then you Lamaze it through, right? You're like, all right, it's gone. Oh, it's gone. Now, you see, I'm married to a chiropractor. So what's great about that is as I'm screaming that I got a cramp in my foot, not that that's restless leg syndrome, he'll get up and then he'll put some traction on that. Stop the giggles, okay? He'll just go to my foot and put some traction on it, right? And then get the cramp out. I'm like, don't touch it, don't touch it, don't touch it, don't touch it. And then it calms down fine. And I go, all right, good. Okay, thank you. Go back to sleep. Now, he can't go back to sleep. Me, I can fall back to sleep. He can't. It's like, well, dang. Okay, well, you want a nookie nookie? No, I don't want a nookie nookie. I just almost lost my foot in a foot cramp. Why would I want a nookie nookie? Go to sleep. Leave me alone. Quit waking me. Quit keeping me up. Yeah, then I yell at him for keeping me up. Okay. Poor guy. Okay, but that's different. Your restless leg syndrome is where you're just kind of lying there, and it just, your legs, you just want to kind of pull them or massage them or move them, and it's very difficult to fall asleep, and that could even wake you up at night. Now, they don't know what causes this. What they do to treat it is use some of these neurological medications or these medications we use for Parkinson's to increase dopamine. Now, Dr. Gao thinks that low iron levels could also be an issue when it comes to restless leg syndrome. The only problem is many of you will start popping iron and you could overdose on iron. I always tell everybody, no, 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 get your iron checked. Now, what we used to do, and I still tell people to do this, is drink a little tonic water. Sometimes the quinine in the tonic water can help with those leg cramps and restless leg. The only thing is check with your heart doctor before you're taking quinine, okay? We really haven't been prescribing quinine anymore because of some drug interactions, et cetera. It can maybe mess with the heart if you have a certain rhythm. But a lot of times we drink some tonic water. No, not gin and tonic, just tonic, okay? It's cheap. Now, the current study looked at 18,500 American men who had been followed for 8 years. At the start of the study, none of them had diabetes, arthritis, or kidney failure, and the average age was 67. Huh, sounds like a good group. I bet they listened to the Dr. Dahlia show. Almost 4% of the study group was diagnosed with restless leg syndrome. All right, and they said men with restless leg syndrome were more likely to be taking antidepressant drugs and have high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, or Parkinson's disease. That's very interesting. Also, more men had insomnia. All right. During the study, 2,800 of those men died. They found that the men with the condition were 39% more likely. Okay, so what do you do? Where do you take this? Well, what I suggest you do is, first of all, you may not know some of the stuff you're doing in the middle of the night. Many of you get up to pee, and you don't realize that you've done it. You know, it's almost like you're sleepwalking. You don't realize that you got up in the middle of the night to pee. I don't remember right now. I think I was in bed the whole night, but I could have gotten up. So ask your spouse, am I writhing with my legs? Am I making sounds? Am I having sleep apnea? Am I going, you know, in my sleep? Am I getting up to pee? But we sometimes spend as much time sleeping as we do with our waking day. Well, I mean, not me. Mine's more of like a 3-2 ratio. But if that's the case, you need somebody that kind of watches you sleep. Now, my cats watch me sleep. Very eerie, very creepy. They sit there and they just watch me. And they just look at me and they just, they calculate. And I think they plan. Unfortunately, they don't talk yet. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's move on here. I know some of you guys are on the line. Okay. Oh, we got James calling from Ohio. James, are you seeing any of the derecho where you are?
The what?
The derecho. That's supposed to be that big group of storms?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm in Ohio. I drove through it this morning. There was about 3 foot of water on the road. Black, real quick. It's cleared up now.
Okay.
I'm kind of on the eastern end of Ohio.
Okay.
So it's clear, sunny skies, all that. But,
nice.
There's a couple of things to comment on here. One, I don't understand why you wouldn't give your husband nookie-nookie, because that will put him to sleep almost immediately. Two.
It's because I got a radio show to prep for early in the morning. I need my sleep. Thank you, though, but yes, uh-huh. Did he make you call?
The other thing is the iron deficiency that you might be attributing to restless legs. A couple of things I've found in cases that when I've had it intermediately, I've eaten iron or gotten updates of iron through like chicken livers and kale and things like that.
I'd rather have the restless leg syndrome. Don't make me eat chicken liver. Are you kidding me?
Well,
really, that's the best suggestion you could come up with? Chicken liver?
Yeah, I mean a liver is very high in iron. I love it.
I know.
I mean, it was an acquired taste, but now. Beef liver, chicken liver.
Well, so is gallbladder, but you don't see me eating one. Next, we're going to have to eat epiglottises. Yeah. I mean, epiglottises. James, I do appreciate, I always appreciate you calling in. But, I mean, really, you can't be giving us liver. You got to come up with something better to eat.
Well, how about pig brains and eggs squirrel brains? Or
squirrel brains I have to try. I have heard squirrel brains is amazing. Is it really that good?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Well, I haven't tried squirrel brains, but I eat pig brains and eggs almost on a reservation.
You do? All right. Hope it's kosher. All right. Thank you, James, for calling. All right, guys, don't go away. We got a lot to talk about. Razor blades and a Burger King cheeseburger. White people to lose the majority status by 2043. Fingernail growth could possibly help us decide or figure out how to grow more limbs. And U.S. Surgeon General job opening. Don't forget to watch me on Pawn Stars. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. But most of all, be safe. God bless.
Move over organic. The Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.